Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. As the day unfolds across Israel, the weather is quite pleasant. Tel Aviv enjoys mild temperatures with a light breeze, perfect for a stroll by the beach. Jerusalem sees clear skies, making it an excellent day for outdoor activities. Down south in Eilut, it's sunny and warm as always. Here are today's headlines. First, in the past hour, Walla reports that the U.S. military has launched a wave of strikes in Iran. This follows threats from the U.S. president earlier today. Also, Israel Hayom reveals plans for a U.S. air operation in Iran that could last up to 2 weeks, aiming to significantly damage Iran's infrastructure. Also this hour, Jerusalem Post shares that Prime Minister Netanyahu met with evangelical community leaders to discuss the Iran conflict and reinforce their mutual support. Separately, JNS reports that a drone struck a U.S.-owned tanker in the Nile Delta. This attack might signal capability to close the Suez Canal. And finally, I-24 News indicates that Israel is preparing for Election Day under missile fire, with attack protocols being drafted. Reaction has been swift on social media. Joe Truesman, a security analyst, reported just minutes ago that U.S. forces began striking Iran at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, responding to Tehran's previous attacks on American forces in the Middle East. Belaz News announced moments ago that U.S. Central Command confirmed strikes against Iran, citing recent aggressions targeting American forces. From X, AMK Mapping, a conflict analysis group, detailed that airstrikes have targeted Keshem Island, Kish Island, and several cities in Iran, including Bandar Abbas and Bushehr. Let's go deeper, starting with the U.S. strikes in Iran. According to Walla, these strikes come hours after the U.S. president issued threats against Tehran. The operation targets Iranian military assets in retaliation for attempted attacks on American bases. This escalation raises concerns about further regional instability. Turning to plans for a prolonged air campaign. As reported by Israel Hayom, the U.S. might extend its military action against Iran for up to 2 weeks. This operation aims to cripple Iran's military capabilities significantly. The duration and intensity of such strikes could impact civilian safety and regional alliances. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Netanyahu's meeting with evangelical leaders underscores the importance of international support during the Iran conflict. As Jerusalem Post highlights, both parties emphasized unity amidst rising tensions. This meeting reflects Israel's efforts to solidify its global alliances. On the security front, JNS reports a drone attack on a U.S.-owned tanker in the Nile Delta. Ahmad Charawi suggests this demonstrates a threat to the Suez Canal's safety and global shipping routes. This raises potential economic and security challenges for the region. Lastly, as I-24 News reports, Israel prepares for its election day under the threat of missile fire. Protocols are being developed to ensure safety during potential attacks. This situation underscores the ongoing security challenges Israel faces while maintaining its democratic processes. Turning to business and markets. First, Israel Hayom Business reports on the Ashley Liran Group's concerns about urban renewal projects stalling. If government policies don't change, these projects might remain unrealized, affecting urban development in Tel Aviv. Separately, CTEK reveals that Russian authorities have charged Telegram founder Pavel Durov with terrorism-related offenses. The charges relate to Telegram's alleged failure to remove certain content. This development may impact the app's operations and its global user base, including within Israel. And finally, from Globes, Metropolitan plans to acquire Tinufa in a bus merger. This acquisition will merge services across regions, potentially improving public transport efficiency and connectivity in Israel. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 5 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.